2. Under the Mansard Roofs. A cartoon in the Republican-leaning Washington Herald on March 22, 1913, showed young Mr. Roosevelt in a traditional politician's frock coat, which he never wore, holding a toy warship in his right hand. A placard at his left listed his qualifications for cabinet office: Knickerbocker Club, Racquet Club, Harvard Club, Fort Orange Club, and Albany Country Club. A childlike rider on a rocking horse in the background carried a banner, Columbia Law School. The day after Roosevelt unlocked his door as Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Josephus and Addie Daniels left for Raleigh to arrange for News and Observer continuity during his absence, and for Mrs. Daniels to pick up silver, china, and other things to go to housekeeping in a country house we have rented. FDR would sit at the same oversized desk used by Uncle Ted, who, 16 years before, had extricated the relic from a Navy storeroom. Carved in relief on its side panels were Civil War-era warships. Its original user had been Lincoln's Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Gustavus Vassa Fox. Franklin's $4,500 annual salary, paid in cash every 2 weeks, would not go very far. Happily, he had family resources. Single Oak on Woodley Lane, beyond the new Connecticut Avenue bridge that crossed Rock Creek, a half mile away, was the Daniels' country house, a long ride from the Navy Department and also from the square brick Mount Vernon Methodist Church, which the secretary had adopted. Single Oak had stables, a hen house with 6 chickens and a black and white cow in the pasture. His deputy preferred to be closer to the action.
"There's another Roosevelt on the job today," Franklin grinned.